Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Dedicated to the radio, now he and she. Because it's time for them to get recognized. This is my version of the Nobel Peace Prize. That's why I'm coming out my face like this. Far as negativity, you never get this. If it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is some for the radio. To the radio DJs, they play all the hits on 7 days, and even on the weekends, the DJs will be freaking without a doubt, because everyone is unique in the way they cut the records and be talking. It sounds too extra crazy deaf on a Walkman to all the disc jockeys that's on the go. This is something for the radio. On the radio, greatly appreciate what you've done for me. And my reward to you is my MUSIC. Straight up, I make the music just for you, so you can do the extra crazy Bismarck dance too, or even do the dance made up by yourself, as long as you use good physical health. Because you're the one to make the radio hype, like fresh tobacco and a brand new pipe. Our program director always pick the right hits, like putting some salt and pepper and butter on grits. I always look up the program directors, cause they're the ones that jam selected. A couple of years ago when I didn't have a record playing on the radio, I thought to myself, saying, if I ever get the chance to play it myself, I'm gonna make everything extra tough. Cause radio will last to infinity, as long as my name is the B-I-Z, Ebba's the A-R-K, and I'm here to say, number one entertainment source in it like USA. Cause if it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is something for the radio. Of just the beginning of hip-hop on the radio, and it's never-ending story and fighting just to get the right and have our respect on a station that's exciting. In about 2 years I will be a superstar, be able to buy anything I want, even a car. Cause if it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is something for the radio. Yo, I just like to say it like this.
We'll be right back.
Good evening and welcome. Anything?
Let's do it.
Yeah. We're in business.
I actually knew it was that one. I should have said before we started. You just went on autopilot.
I did. That sums up the show, doesn't it? This is the levels we get to on autopilot. Maybe we should put a bit of effort in. Anyway, this is the night train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Two of us have dragged ourselves into the studio.
Oh, man, this is going to be a low-energy show.
Yes, the good news is that half an hour of it, there's nothing for us to do. More about that later. Stay tuned.
I can close my eyes.
Yeah. Thanks to Andy for the last 2 hours of Weekend Breaks and Angry Kittens. That gave us a little bit of life, hopefully, to get the show off to a good start. It's Sunday night, you're in tune on Sheffield Live. The two of us covered that.
We've got a good show tonight.
We've got a really good show. I mean, every week I do think that, but this one especially, we have a guest mix coming up, sort of in the bridge between hour one and hour two.
I'm excited to hear it. It promises a lot.
Does so. I hope the person who made the guest mix is not feeling the pressure. So kicks off the show with Classic Biz. This is Something for the Radio. Marley Marl produced off the debut album, which I didn't realize. I thought it was one of his later ones.
No, it's 88.
Cool. Yeah. I wonder if he did more singles before that. I guess he must have done, right? If only there was a way to find out.
Some sort of website. Listed record.
Something to tell. It did remind me of that Questlove Supreme though, when they're talking to Marley Marl.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Kind of how he made those early hits. Here we go. Out of the block, 7 minutes in. First recommendation.
Yeah. 3 hour podcast.
A 3 hour podcast with Marley Marl talking about.
That is a good one though.
That is, yeah. No, absolutely. So tonight we've got the guest mix. Done by the Philadelphia Phillies. Contrary to what my post on Blue Sky said,
someone was like, you tagged the wrong people.
Yeah, tagged like a fan account of the Philadelphia Phillies, which you wouldn't do because I'm a Mets fan, so we wouldn't have the Phillies on here. boo Phillies. Yes, we've got some old music, some new music, some new old music, a few things that both of us have been listening to, and some guitars and other stuff. If you're out there, let us know. We're going to pull ourselves together and find something to watch in the studio.
Taking on takes two. Who did it to who? I mean, not to be cut by your dull point of view. Well, feelings will change. We're helpless, they must. But we like it that way. Eliminates trust. But that cut on your arm, where the blood is still fresh, and the thought of some harm that comes to yourself. Hey, sweetheart, cool off. You're not so distraught. You lost what you had, but that's what I got. Well, I'll close my eyes while you take off my clothes. No, wait a while till this feeling goes. The feeling gets stronger. Two times emptiness will embrace that much longer. Make more of a mess. Sensation of life was aroused in ourselves. From the plot we digressed, knocked the books off the shelves, then burned down the house, then met in a bar with a motel attached, and kissed all the scars. We're chained now for good, but I try to insert my face to appear. When you love, when you flirt.
We wanted to rest. She decided to drive up to Observatory Crest. We just saw a concert and heard all the best. We went on a ride. We got outside. The sand was hot. She wanted to dance. Observatory Crest. Thought we saw flying saucers and all of the rest. Palms in High Spain from Observatory Crest. While the city was busy, we wanted to rest. She decided to drive up to Observatory Crest. We just saw a concert and heard all the best. So the only thing to do was watch the city from observatory crest. Decided to drive up to Observatory Crest. We just saw a concert and heard all the best. So the only thing to do was to drive up and watch the city from Observatory Crest.
Listeners, this is, you're in tune to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. The two of us,
yeah,
steady just rolling, about. Just about steady rolling till 11.
Yeah, and Obid set there. It's a bit more left field than we usually throw in.
Yeah, I thought
no bad thing there.
It's tricky making the shows with the guest mix because
it throws it off. It does. We like a formula.
Simple
formula.
Yes, guardrails to keep us on track. So we kicked off with Richie Barrett with Some Other Guy. I think that was might have been on Atlantic. I'm not sure. I should have checked. It's a bit of a classic Merseybeat song, though. One that all the bands up there did.
I have to say, it sounded very familiar to me.
Yes,
without actually knowing the lyrics of the song. But yeah.
Yeah, it's the only footage of the Beatles performing at the Cavern Club. They're actually doing that.
Yeah.
But somebody from Granada Television went over there and recorded it. It's really weird. Obviously, it's tiny. Nobody's really... They're all, like, packed in, but nobody's moving. And then just every now and again, everybody starts screaming. But, no, like, the crowd aren't, like, jiving or anything. Bizarre. after that, we had some, I guess, Japanese surf music, you could call it. It's
seems accurate.
Takeshi Terauchi and the Bunnies with Dark Eyes. Going to send that one out to the Osaka Street Team, who are putting in a shift at the moment, doing some promo littering over there. So thanks for that. There's a really good Bandcamp Daily article about Takeshi and his impact on the Japanese surf music. And then I got lost in a rabbit hole. I think I've read it before. I kind of forgot just how big it is in Japan.
Oh yeah.
After
yeah.
the I think it was the event, might be
yeah,
the
Ventures. Yeah, they were the one who went over and like Vent, broke them.
Yeah, Brent went over in 62 and they're just, the whole country's like, yeah. This is it. This is what we want. We want surf music. if I remember, I'll try and put in the show notes as well this absolutely bonkers video of the Phantom Surfers, like a US surf band, kind of like latter stages, but they're in sort of, I think it's mid-90s, I think. Anyway, it's absolutely crackers. It's one you can't watch with headphones because it's like super sketchy, like handheld footage, but it's mega loud. I can't do it justice. I'll put it in the show notes for anyone who's interested. Then we went to another new one of me, Richard Hell and Voidoids with Betrayal Takes Two. He keeps getting mentioned in No Dogs in Space.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah.
And I realise I never actually listened to any of his music, I don't think, off the top of my head. So yeah, put that one in, and then there was one more.
Yeah, closed out with Captain Beefheart, his magic band with Observatory Crest from his ninth album, and many fans would consider least successful album, Blue Jeans and Moonbeams from 74, which I think the album before, when they'd finished recording that, it was released in the same year, Unconditionally Guaranteed. His whole magic band had quit, so he was sort of left on his own. He rehired some musicians to come in, but in all his previous bands he had basically like kind of musical director guy, because he didn't have any proper musical training or anything.
Okay.
He had like a guy who'd like translate his process into actual making some music,
right?
But yeah, without one for this album, I think he struggled a lot, it seems, to get it down and done. But yeah, it's a bit more of a commercial sound, very like you said, you put it on, you like had no idea who it was.
Yeah, because the MP3 wasn't labelled. You could have given me 1,000 guesses, I'd have never...
But did you know that on an early White Stripes EP entitled Party of Special Things to Do from 2001, they cover 3 songs off that album.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that EP. Yeah. We're going to send that one out to Tom. He's tuned in to such a gorgeous tune, and he's not wrong. This instrumental's nearly over, so we've got some more sitting back and relaxing to do.
Oh, that's just what I need. Isn't I feel like it? That was about the level of effort I can deliver right now.
Excellent. Well, there's not many long beds tonight, you'd be pleased to know, both listeners and co-presenter.
Nice. So we're going to play some, what's this, Manu Bidabangu? Yeah.
Yes.
Estás escuchando el tren de la noche en Sheffield en vivo.
We'll be right back. David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah, welcome back, folks.
It will never not make me laugh.
Craig David. Old. Yeah. Nearly 8 years deep, still tickling the funny bones.
Definitely. this is the Night Train, the two of us.
Yeah. Little short set there.
It was, like I said, the format's ruined with the excellent guest mix, so that's fine.
Yeah. Pluses and minuses. Mainly pluses.
Yes.
So, started out with Manu Dibango, legendary Cameroonian saxophonist there with Nights in Zerelda, taken from his 1972 classic album Soul Makossa, which also got that title track on, and what's the other killer one? New Bell.
Yes.
Really like that one. Yeah, but pick that one this week because it's also compiled on Luke Una's latest work, Everything Above the Sky. So it's a compilation on Rewarm label. I was going to write some stuff and then he's just written this really good manifesto, which says astral travelling in the meadowlands with acid folk, spiritual jazz around midnight, hocus pocus, cosmic psychedelic soul, magic, spellbound, whirling, swirling love songs, Brazilian ballads of light into machine soul gospel, utopia dreaming, Balearic bossa, out of space, ancient African drum, the breath of trees escaping in the big bad modern world, gathering around winter fires, walking among the bracken in Padley Gorge in late summer twilight, overlooking the Hope Valley, escaping ego detaching and finally letting go among the stars with the slowly floating people.
Sign me up. That's what I want from that is exactly what I want from a compilation.
So I could have written something, but I thought that's a bit better, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really as good as that.
No. And I'm not going to mention Padley Gorge or Hope Valley, so it's nice to get a local connect. So yeah, after that, we went to our favourite...
Antipodean cover band.
But then I was going to say they're from Melbourne as well. Yeah.
That's our favourite city.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
No.
No, I haven't been there.
Australia. So that was the Proteins, yeah, our favourite...
Fine.
If everyone has theme.
If you want more Australian music, go back and check out show number 302, the inaugural Australia special.
I'm glad you're
going to send that one out to Ryan, our man down under, who texted me this week. He said, "What have you got against musical youth?"
Oof! Oh, you were calling him out.
I was just saying I didn't like it.
Oh, yes, that's true, isn't it?
He was saying it's probably because they just make you feel old. It's a bit partly right, I'd say.
Yeah, I should have also said that track, Conquizo, is obviously an MF Doom cover, as you said. But it is on their forthcoming, check this, hot promo.
Ooh.
Forthcoming on MF Teen, Your Concurrence in the Above is Assumed. So that's an album, as they've long promised to do, a full album of covers of Doom stuff. So yeah, that is forthcoming on College of Knowledge out of Melbourne. Then we finished up with the traditional disco mix, Earth and Stone, the Sweet Africa. So they are a vocal duo, Albert Bailey and Clifton Howell, came out of the trio called The Officials. I think Lee Perry might have worked with them at some point. But anyway, here they are with Ozzie Hibbert at Channel One. Some pretty mad, propulsive, crazy drumming and cool vocal roots, harmonies. There is a really good dub version with Dean Fraser, but couldn't find it. No.
Right, well, the instrumental's about to be over, not hyped up the guest mix, which is about to start. That's on him. So, for the next half hour, it's going to be Philly B with a salsa cumbia.
Can we do a post-hype?
Yeah, of course we do. We have a decompress at the end of it.
Debrief, all right.
So for the next half an hour, it's kind of tip of the hat to Colombia.
Oye, y ese pito...
Pone una nota pa' gozar.
Linares viene tumbando,
Oiga, coja a su pareja y agarre su tumbao.
Y dale, viene tumbando, sabroso tumbao.
Cable con azúcar. Del vacilón y de la pura vida que nosotros los mariachis llevamos.
Sabor.
A puro pito, pito rico y pitito para las nenas. Amarren ese nichi. Póngale cadena. Pura vida. Sabrosito mi tumbao.
Y dale, viene tumbando. Sabroso tumbao.
Lleva, lleva, lleva. Ajá, ya, 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 ya.
Y dale, viene tumbando.
Y agárrame la pared.
Sabroso tumbao.
Que se me viene cayendo, nena. Ajá.
Y dale, viene tumbando.
Me levanto el pantalón porque el río me moja. Ajá, ajá.
Y dale, viene tumbando.
Ya me pasé.
Sabroso tumbao.
Ya me pasé. Ajá, estoy rico, rico.
Y dale, viene tumbando.
Al puro vacilón.
Sabroso tumbao.
En las nubes estoy. Ajá.
Uma dilla ma heyo, dima huli ma dea. Dumbe halu ma puma zima le minye, dimeo. Dima le ambibia, abra fi kuna ma dea, kuma dea. Umba, umba gele dea.
Quiera acabar.
Cheche,
que gocemos, mijo.